宝山区2022学年第二学期高三英语教学质量监测听力部分现在开始。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Excuse me, but I was wondering if you could help me find this book.
No problem. Let me have a look. Oh, this book is not for circulation. You can only read it here.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
Two. This room is fantastic. How much is the rent?
It's $250 a month unfurnished, or $300 furnished. Utilities are 50 extra.
Question. How much will it cost the woman to rent a furnished room, including utilities?
Three. Are you familiar with modern office equipment, the fax machine, printer, and things like that?
I don't think there's any problem for me to work on these machines. You know, sir, I've even learned shorthand.
Question. What position is the woman most probably applying for? Four. The sleeves seem a bit too long. I can't possibly accept it.
I can have them altered. Would you wait for a moment, please?
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? Five. I'm confused about so many items on the table. This is a napkin. The big plate, I know. What about those knives?
The big one, right next to the dinner plate, is the meat knife, and the fork is on the other side. The middle one is for fowl, and the one on the far right is the fish knife.
Question. Which knife is for fowl?
Six. I always think flowers are good to take to someone in hospital, aren't they?
Well, not really. Everyone just brings flowers and they don't last. I think it's much better to take a potted plant so the patient can take it home with her or him.
Question. What will the man probably do?
Seven. We want a flight leaving before next Wednesday.
I'll look at the timetable for you. I'm sorry, but there aren't any direct flights available before next Wednesday except night flights.
Question. What does the woman mean? Eight. Linda, turn down the stereo a bit. I'm trying to read.
That's my new record, Dad. Don't you like it?
Question. What does the woman mean?
Nine. I enjoyed the folk song and dance show on TV last night. I thought they were very artistic.
I'm glad you appreciate folk music. But a live performance is much more interesting.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? 10. You made this electronic toy yourself. How wonderful! Any special features?
It's battery operated and safe for children. I made it with plastic, but it would really be better if I could make it out of old wood.
Question: what does the man imply about the toy? Section B, directions. In Section B, you will hear two passages and one longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passages and conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
A selfie is a photograph that one has taken of oneself. People who post selfies and use editing software to make themselves look better show behavior connected to narcissism. Narcissists are people who think very highly of themselves, especially how they look. People who post group selfies show a need for popularity and a need to belong to a group. There are no major differences on how often men and women post selfies and how often they use editing software. But men who post selfies showed more of a need to be seen as popular than women who posted selfies. Posting selfies on social media is not all that different from what people have done for many years. On trips and special events, our parents and grandparents used cameras instead of phones to take photos. Before social media, people would bring back photos to show friends and family. You had no choice but to look at them. On social media, it is a different experience. People can decide not to look at photos of their friends and family, even if they click like or even love under the Facebook selfie.
Now listen again, please. A selfie is a photograph that one has taken of oneself. People who post selfies and use editing software to make themselves look better show behavior connected to narcissism. Narcissists are people who think very highly of themselves, especially how they look. People who post group selfies show a need for popularity and a need to belong to a group. There are no major differences on how often men and women post selfies and how often they use editing software. But men who post selfies showed more of a need to be seen as popular than women who posted selfies. Posting selfies on social media is not all that different from what people have done for many years. On trips and special events, our parents and grandparents used cameras instead of phones to take photos. Before social media, people would bring back photos to show friends and family. You had no choice but to look at them. On social media, it is a different experience. People can decide not to look at photos of their friends and family, even if they click like or even love under the Facebook selfie.
Questions 11. What is the main reason for a selfie?
How different are men posting selfies from women posting selfies?
Which of the following is true about selfies on social media? Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Today, I want to talk about how to be an entrepreneur in other words, a great businessman. In fact, many people are amazed with how the entrepreneur's mind works. How does an entrepreneur become successful? The following tips may be useful to you. Firstly, you need to think up great ideas. You have to research if your business idea is feasible. After gathering all the needed information, you can now decide if you will pursue the business idea or do it in the future. Besides, you can't work your way to success if you don't know some concepts, such as return on investment, speed of business returns, and many others. So, having the proper educational background will help you a lot in succeeding in the business world. Secondly, be a risk taker. Most entrepreneurs are not afraid to take risks. This does not mean that entrepreneurs enter the market with their eyes closed, hoping for success. Entrepreneurs are willing to take risks, especially if after a careful study, they can see high chances of success. Thirdly, be friendly and genuine to your customers. If you have these qualities, then you are on your way to becoming a successful entrepreneur.
Now listen again, please. Today I want to talk about how to be an entrepreneur, in other words, a great businessman. In fact, many people are amazed with how the entrepreneur's mind works. How does an entrepreneur become successful? The following tips may be useful to you. Firstly, you need to think up great ideas. You have to research if your business idea is feasible. After gathering all the needed information, you can now decide if you will pursue the business idea or do it in the future. Besides, you can't work your way to success if you don't know some concepts, such as return on investment, speed of business returns, and many others. So having the proper educational background will help you a lot in succeeding in the business world. Secondly, be a risk taker. Most entrepreneurs are not afraid to take risks. This does not mean that entrepreneurs enter the market with their eyes closed, hoping for success. Entrepreneurs are willing to take risks, especially if after a careful study, they can see high chances of success. Thirdly, be friendly and genuine to your customers. If you have these qualities, then you're on your way to becoming a successful entrepreneur.
Questions 14. What does the speaker mainly talk about?
Why is it important to continue your business-related learning?
16. Why are entrepreneurs willing to take risks?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. It's my father's birthday tomorrow. I really want to give him a ring. Can you help me make a long-distance call?
Sure. I call my parents twice a week.
That must cost you a fortune, right?
You are way off. I call them collect, so I pay nothing. However, it costs them a fortune, but they love me, so it is worth it.
Cool. Can I call my dad collect?
There is no collect calling to that zone yet. You will need to buy a calling card.
I was given this phone card at orientation when I first arrived, but never used it. Is it still active? Will the company accept it?
They will accept any cards except the ones that are out of date. What is the date on your card?
The card is out of date on December 7th.
You're lucky. Today is the last day they will accept the card.
So, how do I use it?
First, just dial the number on the card. Then wait for the operator to ask for the password on the card. After that, dial your dad's number.
This is a piece of cake. I will call them now.
Wait, what time zone are they in?
They are 12 hours ahead.
That would make it 3:30 in the morning there.
That's right. It is easy to forget they are in a different time zone.
See you later. I'm off to help Jerry practice his driving.
Say hi to Jerry for me.
I will do.
Now listen again, please. It's my father's birthday tomorrow. I really want to give him a ring. Can you help me make a long-distance call?
Sure. I call my parents twice a week.
That must cost you a fortune, right?
You are way off. I call them collect, so I pay nothing. However, it costs them a fortune. But they love me, so it is worth it.
Cool. Can I call my dad collect?
There is no collect calling to that zone yet. You will need to buy a calling card.
I was given this phone card at orientation when I first arrived, but never used it. Is it still active? Will the company accept it?
They will accept any cards except the ones that are out of date. What is the date on your card?
The card is out of date on December 7th.
You're lucky. Today is the last day they will accept the card.
So how do I use it?
First, just dial the number on the card. Then, wait for the operator to ask for the password on the card. After that, dial your dad's number.
This is a piece of cake. I will call them now.
Wait, what time zone are they in?
They are 12 hours ahead.
That would make it 3:30 in the morning there.
That's right. It is easy to forget they are in a different time zone.
See you later. I'm off to help Jerry practice his driving.
Say hi to Jerry for me.
I will do.
Questions. 17. How much does the woman have to pay for a long-distance call?
What do we know about the man's phone card from the conversation?
According to the woman, how will the man use the phone card?
What time is it here when they're talking?
19. That's the end of listening comprehension.